And now, an idea for the dessert table at your Easter brunch. It comes from Larry Dunn, executive chef at The Living Room. That's a restaurant in Boston. He takes cheesecake and all the eggs, butter, and cream cheese therein, and he...
We deep fry it.
Deep fry it. Now, you're in the kitchen of The Living Room. Before I ask you where in the name of Julia Child you got the idea to fry cheesecake, why don't you go ahead and start frying some up right now?
Okay.
So is it bubbling away now in that...
It's bubbling away in the fryer, and it is just starting to turn lightly golden brown.
What gave you the idea of deep frying what seems like something that ought to be completely undeep fryable?
The idea came to me after working for a company called the Cheesecake Factory for 7 years.
Oh, yeah?
And after adding so many different dynamic flavors and textures with different types of cheesecake, I really felt there was another avenue to do something even more fun with the cheesecake.
It's so just, how do you deep fry cheesecake?
I mean, well,
I actually have two different ways
that I have done it. Both ways, you start with frozen piece of cheesecake. You take an 8-inch flour tortilla, lay the cheesecake on the bottom third of the tortilla, roll it like a burrito. Put a little egg on the final roll of the lip.
Just to sort of stick it down.
And then place it lip side down in the freezer to freeze the entire product. Another way to do it is take the cheesecake and wrap it in phyllo dough. Take egg whites with a little bit of sugar and whip the egg whites in a mixer to a stiff peak. Then in another container, you want to mix Rice Krispies and Frosted Flakes.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want, add coconut or almonds. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take the cheesecake, dip it in the whipped egg whites, and then roll it in the dry mixture. Then put that back in the freezer until it is frozen, which will take maybe another hour. The reason you want to freeze these products is it gives it an even cooking surface when the whole thing's frozen, so you end up with the right consistency on the inside. When you properly prepare it, you pull it out and you're going to have a very nice, crunchy, candy-coated, deep-fried cheesecake. When you cut into it, you're going to have a very rich, dense, frozen ice cream texture.
Well, now, a typical cheesecake has probably 2 pounds of cream cheese in it. I mean, what does a dunk in the oil do for the fat content?
Actually, with the way that either one of these products are made, the oil cannot penetrate the coating.
But you might have just a tiny bit of oil in that.
You may have a
crust.
Touch of oil on the outside, but if you let it sit on a napkin or paper towel for a minute or two, you're going to be 98% oil-free.
So practically low-fat, huh?
Pretty much low-fat. And, you know, people can make cream cheese, cheesecakes with less fat and alter their cheesecake recipes or buy prepared cheesecakes that may be made sugar-free or
diet-free.
But,
hey, why would you do that? I mean, why not just go for the whole deal?
That's how I feel. Why cheat yourself?
So what about the slice you just fried?
The slice I just got, we're going to cut into it right now for you.
Okay.
It's very crispy on the outside. The outside is lightly warmed. And the middle is still real cold, if not just a touch frozen right in the middle, which just gives you an unbelievable feel and texture in your mouth. It is just amazing. I eat one or two of them a week. It is almost addictive. Once you eat it, it's hard not to eat it again.
Well, Mr. Dunn, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Linda. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Larry Dunn is executive chef of The Living Room in Boston, where fried cheesecake is on the menu.